Ever feel like some companies just get you know? While others, it's like, what are they even
Yeah, I
doing?
know exactly what you mean.
Like, are they even speaking the same language as us when they build their products or their marketing?
Definitely. Happens all the time. It's
Card.
like they're missing the mark
Whoa.
completely.
Well, apparently there's a method to the madness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's called user personas,
User personas,
which
right.
is what we're diving deep into today.
Yeah.
This resource claims to like break down this whole business analysis thing,
Okay.
what it is, why it matters, and then how to even build one yourself.
Oh, cool.
So I'm ready to jump in.
Yeah, it's actually fascinating how big of a difference
Yeah.
understanding the audience can make, not just for marketing, but product development, overall strategy.
Okay, so this article, it throws around this term user persona, like it's something we all use, like every single day.
Right.
But I gotta be honest with you,
Yeah.
I'm a little fuzzy on the specifics.
Yeah.
So, in plain English, can you just break it down for me? What are we actually talking about here?
Totally. So basically, a user persona, it's like a fictional character you create, but it's based on real data, right? It's like creating this detailed profile of your ideal customer. So you're considering things like, demographics, their occupation, what motivates them, even their pain points, their
So
aspirations.
it's not just about like their age and their job title, right? It's
Exactly.
about like painting this picture of their whole world.
Precisely. Yeah. You're trying to get inside their heads, understand their needs, their goals, even their frustrations.
Yeah.
And businesses, they actually use these, semi-fictional representations
Really?
to make key decisions about their products and services.
Wow. So instead of just guessing what their customer wants,
Right.
they're trying to base these decisions on a deeper understanding of their needs and their behaviors. That's pretty powerful.
It is. It is.
So how does that actually work? Like they just have these profiles up like every time they're going to make a decision.
Yeah. In a way, yeah. So let's say a company is developing a new software application. They might have a user persona for, say, like a project manager who's constantly struggling with inefficient workflows, tight deadlines. By understanding this persona's like pain points and goals, the company can design the features, functionalities that directly address those needs,
Yeah.
make the software more intuitive, more efficient.
Oh, that makes sense. So it's like they have this like team of advisors that
Yeah.
are always there to
CRM
kind of be
guys.
like, hey, remember us.
Right.
This is what we need, instead of just like throwing ideas at the wall.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not just guessing.
Right. Yeah.
You're making strategic
Yeah,
decisions
yeah, yeah.
based on, real user insights.
Okay, I'm already like I'm seeing user personas everywhere now.
Right. It makes you think.
This is blowing my mind a little bit.
It's just true.
Tell me, like, when did this whole idea of user personas even come about? Was this like some new age like marketing tactic?
It's not entirely new age,
Okay.
but it has evolved quite a bit.
Ew.
It actually started back, I think it was in the tech world
Okay.
in the 1980s
Oh, wow.
with a software engineer named Alan Cooper.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it's like a vintage idea
It is, yeah.
that's still going strong.
Absolutely.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
So, what were some of those early user personas like?
Well, so one of Cooper's most famous creations was a persona named Kathy,
Kathy.
who he used when he was designing software for the first graphical user interfaces.
Okay.
And it helped developers understand the needs of a maybe, less tech-savvy user.
Oh, okay.
So it's really about, even back then, stepping into the shoes of your users.
Got it, got it.
And, that idea has only become more relevant, as technology has become more central to our lives. And it's not just software anymore. Think, marketing, business analysis, product design, like user personas have gone mainstream.
So it's not like a one and done thing either. Like,
Right.
when are they actually being used during this process?
Yeah. So user personas, they're valuable at multiple stages, right?
Okay.
So from initial user research, defining who you're designing for, to testing and validation
Okay.
to make sure that you're meeting those needs. Imagine trying to design a new fitness app
Okay.
without even knowing if your users are, marathon runners or if they prefer, couch workouts.
Yeah, that's a great point. You wouldn't plan a party without knowing who's coming.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
Yeah. Understanding who these personas are can be the difference between a product that like flops
oh,
and one that really resonates with who they're trying to reach.
Oh, you're
lying. So it's about like aligning your offerings with real user needs.
Exactly.
Okay, so user personas sound amazing, but yeah. Is there a catch? Because nothing's perfect. Look, right.
You're right. You're right. There are some limitations.
Okay.
You know, one of the biggest ones is that they are built on assumptions.
Okay.
And generalizations.
Right.
Just like any profile, it can't capture the full complexity of every single individual, right?
That's true.
So there's always a risk of oversimplifying or making incorrect assumptions.
Right. So it's like any tool, right? Yeah. Powerful when used correctly.
Yeah.
But right. You gotta be, you know, savvy about it. What else should we kind of keep in mind with this?
Well, one thing the article highlights
yeah.
is that user personas can be static.
Okay.
But people change.
That's true. That's true.
Right. Trends evolve.
Yeah.
And your personas need to keep up.
So it's not just like you create them and then you forget about them.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an ongoing process.
It's like a check in and refresh.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Got it. So could we even attempt such a thing, like building one of these personas ourselves?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The article, it actually outlines a very like doable process.
Okay.
And it starts with research.
Okay.
Understanding your target audience.
Yeah.
Through, you know, data, surveys, interviews.
So like if I was creating a persona for people who love learning about business analysis techniques,
yeah.
What kind of information would I be looking for?
So you'd want to know things like their age range, right?
Okay.
Their occupation, what their goals are, why are they interested in, you know, business analysis?
Mm-hmm.
Are they looking to, you know, advance their career or just curious?
Okay.
What other podcasts are they listening to?
Okay.
You get the idea.
Right.
It's really about just painting that picture of their world.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's yeah. not just about their age and job title. It's about, like, their motivations and even, like, their frustrations.
Yeah, their pain points, yeah.
Okay, what happens after you have all this data? What do you do with it?
So that's where the analysis comes in.
Yeah,
you know, you're looking for patterns, you know, commonalities, trends yeah. within your data.
Oh.
And you might find that your target audience
yeah.
can be segmented into different groups
okay.
with, like, distinct needs and behaviors.
Okay, okay.
So for your business analysis podcast,
mm-hmm.
you might find a segment of, you know, experienced professionals looking for really advanced insights.
Okay.
And then another segment of, like, newcomers
right.
who are eager to just learn the basics.
So it's like taking this mountain of data
yeah.
and then chiseling away at it until you see these, like, distinct personas with...
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Okay, and then what... So you've identified these patterns.
Right.
Then what do?
Then you start to create profiles.
Okay.
For each persona.
Okay.
So this is where you... give them names.
Okay.
Maybe even like find a stock photo that kind of represents them.
Oh, fun.
And you flesh out their story.
Okay.
You know, their background, their goals, their challenges.
Wait, we get to name them.
Yeah.
Oh, this just got even more fun.
It's true. It's true.
Okay, but seriously though, what's the value of like
yeah.
giving them a name and a face?
You know, it might seem silly.
All right.
But it helps to bring them to life, right?
Right.
It's easier to relate to and make decisions based on a persona
mm-hmm.
named, you know, Sarah, the project manager, mm-hmm. who's, you know, struggling with inefficient software.
Right.
Than it is to think about this abstract concept mm-hmm. of a target audience.
It's like they say in the movies, the monster has to have a face.
That's right. Exactly.
Right. To be scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our brains, we need those concrete details.
We do. We do.
Okay. So you have the profiles. They're fleshed out.
Yes.
What do we do next?
So then you can start to use them to guide your decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like having, you know, we said like this team of advisors mm-hmm. who represent your ideal customer.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said earlier, things change.
Right.
So how do we keep these personas from just gathering dust on the shelf?
Right. Right.
That's where the ongoing part of persona development comes in.
Okay.
You need to regularly revisit, refine your personas
mm-hmm.
based on new data, user feedback, market trends.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of deal.
No.
It's like we're going to check in.
Constantly evolving.
Refresh. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. This has been incredibly eye-opening so far.
Good, good.
But before we let our listeners go, there was one more thing that I wanted to touch on that this article had mentioned.
Okay.
And that was about the software.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are there tools out there
oh, yeah.
that can help us build these personas?
Absolutely. There are a bunch of software options available.
Okay.
You know, each with its own strengths and weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Some popular choices, UXpressia,
okay.
Extensio's Persona Creator,
mm-hmm.
Optimal Workshop's Reframer,
okay.
and even Miro, which you might know as like an online whiteboard.
Oh, yeah.
So whether you're a visual person who loves a good like drag and drop interface,
right.
or someone who thrives in like a more collaborative environment,
mm-hmm.
there's definitely a tool out there to support the process.
This deep dive has been incredible. I feel like I've leveled up like my understanding of not just business analysis techniques, but like of the business world in general.
Oh, wow.
It's like a whole new lens to view things through.
I love that. That's what we like to hear.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
It's like, I feel like Neo from the Matrix when he learns Kung Fu.
There you go.
You know, and
it is. It's like that.
It is.
You know, knowledge is power.
Yes.
And now you have the power to decode those user personas.
Right.
And understand the strategy behind the products, the services that you encounter every day.
You know, I'm even looking at this very podcast in a whole new light right now.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm already brainstorming ways that we can refine our content and delivery with our newly defined like user personas in mind.
That's the spirit. Remember, understanding your audience is key. Whether you're, you know, designing a software application, launching a marketing campaign,
right.
or even producing a killer podcast.
It's true.
Speaking of which,
yes.
We've reached the end of our deep dive for today.
So we've gathered all this data, right?
Right.
What happens next? What do we do with all this information?
Well, that's where the analysis comes in. You know, you're looking for those patterns and commonalities, uh-huh. trends within your data.
Mm-hmm.
And you might find that your target audience
uh-huh.
can be segmented, you know, into these different groups
okay.
with distinct needs and behaviors.
Okay.
So for your business analysis podcast, for example,
mm-hmm.
you might find a segment of experienced professionals
right.
who are looking for, you know, really advanced insights.
Right, right.
And then another segment of like newcomers
mm-hmm.
who are eager to just learn the basics.
So it's like taking this mountain of data that we've gathered and chiseling away at it until you can start to see.
I like that visual.
These distinct personalities, these personas within.
Right, exactly. You're revealing them.
Okay, so we've identified these patterns.
Right.
Now what?
Then you start to create profiles for each persona.
Oh.
And this is where, you know,
yeah.
give them names.
Okay.
Maybe even like find a stock photo.
Oh, fun.
That kind of represents them.
Yeah.
And you flesh out their story a little bit.
Okay.
You know, their background, their goals, their challenges.
So we really are like creating these characters.
You are.
Okay. So what is the value of giving them a name and a face, essentially?
You know, it might seem kind of silly, but it helps bring these personas to life, you know?
Okay.
It's easier to relate to and make decisions based on persona named, you know, Sarah, the project manager,
right.
who's struggling with inefficient software,
right.
than it is to think about this abstract concept of, you know, just this target audience.
It's like in those horror movies where they say the monster has to have a face.
Yes.
You know, to be scary.
Exactly.
It's the same thing, right?
It is.
Our brains, we crave those details.
Yeah, the concrete.
Okay, so we have these profiles.
Yes.
They're fleshed out. They have names and faces and backstories.
Right.
Now what?
Now you can actually use them to guide your decisions.
Okay.
So, like we were saying earlier, it's like having this team of advisors who represent your ideal customers.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But things change.
Right.
So how do we keep these personas
right.
from getting outdated?
Yes.
From gathering dust on the shelf?
Right.
Well, that's where the ongoing part of persona development comes in.
Okay.
You need to regularly revisit,
mm-hmm.
refine your personas based on new data that you gather.
Okay.
User feedback, market trends, all of that.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of deal?
No, definitely not.
It's we're constantly checking in, we're refreshing, we're updating.
Exactly. Constantly evolving.
Okay. Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
This has been like so eye-opening so far.
Yeah.
I feel like we've covered so much about user personas.
We got a good foundation.
But before we let our listeners go, I did want to touch on one more thing that the article mentioned,
okay.
and that was about software.
Oh, right, right.
So are there actually like tools out there that can help us build these personas?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are tons of software options available.
Okay.
Each with its own strengths and weaknesses, of course.
Of course, of course.
Some popular choices are, you know, UXpressia.
Okay.
There's Extensio's Persona Creator,
yeah.
Optimal Workshops Reframer.
Okay.
And even Miro, which you've probably heard of.
Yeah, Miro. Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's like an online whiteboard, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So whether you're like a visual person,
right,
who likes, you know, the drag and drop,
yeah, yeah,
or you really thrive in that like collaborative environment,
mm-hmm,
there's a tool out there for you. Okay, so this deep dive has been incredible.
Oh, good. Good to hear.
I feel like I have like leveled up my understanding, not just of like business analysis techniques,
right,
but the business world in general.
That's what we like to hear.
It's like I have this whole new lens things through.
It really is. It's like you've unlocked this new level of understanding.
Totally. I feel like Neo from The Matrix when he learns Kung Fu.
Right. Exactly.
But show me everything.
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay, so with all this in mind, mm-hmm, I'm already like looking at this very podcast in a whole new light.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I bet.
I'm thinking of like ways we can refine our content, our delivery.
That's great.
With these user personas in mind.
I love that.
So it really is true what you said.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power. And we now have the power,
yeah,
to understand these user personas.
Yeah, like,
and honestly, like the strategy behind the products and services that we encounter every single day.
Every day. And you know what?
What?
That's actually a really great transition.
Oh, is it?
Because speaking of which, we have reached the end of our deep dive for today.
But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. Think about a product you love, something you use all the time, and can't imagine living without.
Ooh, yeah, I've got one in mind already.
Now, try to think about it through this lens of user personas that we've been talking about. Who do you think the company had in mind when they designed it?
Oh, that's interesting.
Does it align with your needs and goals?
That's a great question. It really makes you appreciate all the thought that goes into making something successful.
It really does. This deep dive has been amazing. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too. I always learn something new on these deep dives.
Thanks for joining me on this journey into the world of user personas. Until next time.
See you next time.